Hey guys, welcome to the Primetime and Pastime Show. Today we have Nicole over here
as a guest.
So we'll be talking about our past in Singapore, and one of the topics that we'll be talking about is water babies.
So water babies are like these things you submerge in water and they somehow soak up all the water and grow like 3 times their size. And they're most commonly used to water your plants when you go on vacation so they don't die, but in Singapore as a child we used it in a different way.
We basically use it as a currency, you know, to trade, or if you had more you became more popular, anything. It's common, and it's kind of like dollars or cents.
Yeah, so me and my neighbor were pretty close in age. So we used to do a lot of things together, and one of the things we did was collect water babies. And so we basically just sit outside in the corridor with a big tub of water and just throw like hundreds of those water babies in and just watch them grow. And at one point of time we were so bored we decided to count all of them, and we ended up counting about 1,000, which was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I probably didn't have as many. I had a few, maybe 20 or 30, but I had different colors. I had blue, purple, green, yellow. I don't even remember how many I had. But then sometimes I used to ask my friends on, you know, would you trade this with me or would you trade that with me so I could have more and probably become more popular. But yeah.
And they actually sold them at the arcade, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one time, I guess I must have left one in the water for a long time, but they're usually about the size of a dime. But this one in particular grew to the size of my entire palm, and it was so delicate. So like everywhere I went, it was just delicately holding it everywhere.
That's pretty funny. And then probably after a few years, I didn't have an interest in them anymore, so I kind of just ended up squishing all of them. It was more of a, it was satisfactory, but I mean, you know, like the ASMR today, you scratch the soap and stuff. It was similar to that. Yeah, so what else can we talk about today? Maybe we can talk about, I don't know, what was that thing you were talking about last time?
Well, like there's this term in Singapore to like describe people who are really
kiasu, I guess.
Yeah, you just like really
yeah, the word is hard to think of. I don't know. Well, basically we used to keep these tissue papers on these tables to sort of, you know, like claim that table as yours. So let's say you were at a cafeteria, or you know, a hawker center is the official word. You go to the place and then you put your tissue paper on it. It's officially yours once you've done that. And then you go and stand in the queue, and then when you come back, you can take out your tissue paper and then, you know, eat at the table. People actually respect you and they don't actually move the tissue paper away, which is surprising because they don't do that over here.
Yeah, and it was so surprising. It got to the point that people were so trusting, they even left like their credit cards or their phone on the table. And like people understood what it meant, so like nobody ever touched it.
One time in class, in US, I thought the same applied over here. I kept my bag by the table, or I kept a few things on the table, and people actually moved it out of the way and sat on that table. It was more of a cultural shock.
How rude.
Yeah, it was a bit odd, but you have to change with the times. What else can we talk about today?
So, another example of kiasuism coincides with our desire to be cheap, trying to find the best deals anywhere we go. So, naturally, when a store is giving something away for free, there's always going to be a long line anywhere you go. But in Singapore, we kind of go to the extreme, and if we see a long line, we know something's being given away. Some people even join the line without knowing what's being given away, and I think Amulya has an interesting story about that.
Yeah, I do. So basically, my sister, once in Singapore, she saw this huge line for this ice cream shop, and she knew that something was free, and she loves ice cream. So, when it came to be her turn, she found out that the ice cream that they were giving away for free was soya ice cream. I know, disgusting, but it's healthy. But the thing is that she realized that she's allergic to soya, she still ate it because she thought it's free, so why not? So, yeah, she's a cheapo, but it's not bad to be a cheapo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's all we can talk about today. Thank you, Nicole, for being on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and see you next time.